You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2 from Wired.
Brought to you by Quantic School of Business and Technology, Amazon, Google, Apple. Just a few of the companies counting Quantic Executive MBA students and graduates among their workforce. Quantic's global network equips high-potential leaders with the tools to make an impact. Visit quantic.edu/wired to learn more.
Here's what you should know today. Apple is facing our face-masked future. This week, the company started testing some new software for the iPhone that will let device owners unlock the handset while wearing a face covering. There's a catch, though, one that lines up with Apple's strategy of locking people into different Apple products, and it highlights how challenging it can be to develop accurate facial recognition technology. The new face unlock feature requires an Apple Watch. As states move to vaccinate people as quickly as they can, early data suggests stark racial disparities in who is getting the vaccine. Coronavirus ravaged low-income, Black, Latinx, and Indigenous communities throughout 2020, but in many states, vaccines are going to wealthier white patients. State and local officials face difficult choices in determining who should get the very limited number of vaccines. Many prioritized older residents for whom the disease has proved most fatal. But some health officials urge prioritizing members of racial and ethnic minority groups and worry about entrenching or exacerbating disparities in healthcare. In addition, they must plan to overcome suspicion of mass vaccination efforts in communities that have been ignored and exploited by modern medicine. And the remastering of The Lord of the Rings. It's no good. At least according to Wired senior editor Jason Cahey. He claims that by correcting every imperfection and sharpening every blur of the fantasy trilogy, film director Peter Jackson violated a fundamental law of nature and the order of time. Read more about his opinion on Wired.com. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.